What is going on, guys? It's Taylor.
It's your boy, Dre.
Welcome back to another episode of This Was Your Idea, where two guys with questionable knowledge gather all that together and bring you topics each week, hosting duties.
I look forward to you failing that every week.
Why? Because it's still different.
Because you kind of edit it out, too, but like you'll say, like, well, this is two guys, which, oh, fuck.
No.
It's the funniest thing to me, because you do it, like, I guess, like, maybe one every three times.
Yeah.
You kind of, like... Welcome to this is two guys.
It's just muscle memory for like our shows we record. Yeah.
And it's just funny. I just like, is he gonna do it? Is he gonna do it? Is he gonna do the thing? Ah, he didn't.
Let's do a render.
But no one right now. It's probably all edited out. Probably looks like perfect, like
pristine entry. No,
like a step.
No notes.
Yeah.
But this is my week here at This Is Your Idea. So I am bringing the topic to the table. The topic being, Dre, is rhetorical, but am I the asshole? Are you familiar with Emma the Asshole?
I am familiar. Okay.
On Reddit?
I have a hate-love relationship with
Oh, shit. Have you been the asshole? That's why?
No.
I'll ask in a moment. I'll ask him for that story if you have an asshole story. But I have one recently that happened to me. So, no, I have one that I'll offend to you and have you. We'll discuss this. Am I the Asshole scenario.
Just before you go.
What's up, bud?
I would think in the majority of Am I the Asshole stories, they're written by the survivor. So you have the survivor bias, right? So you're going to make yourself not seem like the asshole. That said, most of those people's are the asshole.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, oh, you're not the asshole. Like, no, fuck that. Did you just read what he... Two people play too well, close to their emotions, so... People are getting away with all kinds.
It's also, yeah, it's the author who writes a story who can pin it.
Even if, like, you just take, like, at face value, they're generally speaking the asshole. But I'll also say, and this is aside from...
So I'm already the asshole of my story. What's up?
The relationship advice column is the worst fucking relationship advice you can ever get in Reddit. So anyway.
Yeah,
so everything you read in Reddit, take with a super duper huge, cube salt lick of salt, all right?
Yeah.
We got get go. Sorry.
No worries. Also, hope everybody's enjoying a new format. We're doing shorter episodes. Instead of our two-hour-long... Yeah, our mini-subject, the main subject, we decided...
Sermons.
Those are just half-an-hour episodes anyway. Might as well cut them down into two episodes. So here we are.
No more
questions. So am I the asshole? So, let me tell you what happened to me. And Dre, am I the asshole? Because I don't think I am. And it's everybody, right? Nobody thinks they're the asshole. Until a second pair of eyes or ears hears the situation.
You're the hero of your own story. So.
Of course I am. I'm the fucking goddamn the man. So.
Let's go.
I went to the gym.
Yep, you're the asshole.
I'm all the asshole.
All the dudes in the gym, assholes. Okay. We saw that. Well, thank you for watching. No.
Saw that mile away. So I get there in the morning. It was around 3:40. I know it was super early in the morning. All right. So it's fairly empty in the parking lot. There's cars, people in the gym. Who are early people like me? I see a parking spot open. The second space from the entrance of the kind of the aisleway, and I go try to pull in, and there's a gentleman there in his truck, door wide open, right? So I'm like, okay, well, in that scenario, when somebody has the door open, you just wait, and then they'll look at you, they'll close the door. So I'm sitting there, right? I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting. Then honk, ain't say anything. There was still time. I'm like, okay, I'm not rushing to get my workout in, like, right away. I still have time to, whatever, sitting there for literally, like, 3 or 4 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there. I'm okay. Well, okay. He gets up from his car, turns around and says something to me, closes the door, and allows me to park. And starts talking loudly. I'm not sure he's talking to somebody, like, his friend or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. That's whatever. So... I park, I kind of get my stuff together, my earphones, got my towel and stuff, and I'm ready to go, put my stuff away, my wallet, I think my console. I get out of the car. Fucking dude approaches me. Literally about as far as you are from me, about 2 feet away from me, and says, hey man, do you think that was cool? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you saw me clean up my car. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's all, you saw a man clean out his car, and you couldn't go somewhere else? There's a ton of spaces here. I'm like... Okay, well, I was already committed
I can already tell you, you're not your parking space is those two lines, all right?
Yeah.
That is the amount of space you own. Now, you're cleaning out your car, you're expecting someone else to be more courteous to you. You don't have to be. Like, look, you saw a space, you want to park closely. Because he doesn't know your situation. You can be handicapped.
That's what I'm saying,
You could be like, limp in your leg. You could just like just you could have OCD and you just want to park in that spot, right?
Also, it's 3:40 in the morning. It's dark outside. I don't want to park in the back with no lights.
If he had that big, if it was that big a deal to him, he could have fucking moved his car. If it was really that, like, oh, I need the space. Like, look, this is a public parking lot.
Yeah.
You parked in the lines, and out of respect, I'm giving you the personal personal parking space designated by the lot, which is line A to line B.
Yeah.
Everything beyond that is, you know, fair game. I can tell you that. So, the asshole.
So he starts getting, this guy is, so I'm 5'10". This guy must be like 6'3", 6'4", right? He's a tall guy. And he starts getting, like, he gets a little closer to me. I'm like, is this guy going to fucking hit me? And I'm sitting there. I'm on some milk. I'm trying to keep my cool. I'm sorry. I'm like, I was, he's like, what were you thinking? I'm like, well, I'm practicing patience. I was waiting for you. And well, I didn't know you were cleaning your car. And then he's like, well, you saw this space is everywhere. You can take another space. And I said, okay.
Bitch, you can do that.
I know. So I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. He's like, I'm already getting frustrated. He's like, then he hit me with a shit that I fucking hate so much. Because people who are in the wrong bring this up to help themselves or make themselves better. They says, all right, man, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. I'm like, oh, don't pull that
what
shit.
What'd you say?
Have a blessed day. A blessed day. I'm like, all right, man, well, don't do that shit. And then, like, well, okay. He keeps walking. He starts talking more shit as he walks back to his car. And then he's like, well, can't believe you did that shit. And it's like, what the fuck, blah, blah, blah. Then he says, hey, man, I was being courteous to you. I didn't even cuss at you. Well, you cussed twice right now at me. What are you talking about? He's like, no, man, no.
You don't even fucked up, right? You engaged him. This dude's already on a different level. I'm like, he's really mad about a parking spot. You don't want to engage. You just want to, this is at the point you when just.
I was walking towards him. I'm like.
Yeah. At this point, you just walk away because you don't know. He's already taken to a level which shouldn't be. I would just walk away.
Yeah. And while I was walking, his car was on the way to the gym. So I had to pass his car anyway. And there was a car that pulled in right when the guy walked up to me. And he was still in his car. Like, I bet you that guy's recording me. Like, wondering, like, what's going to happen? Like, he's going to fight.
But world I'm like, star!
But I'm like, fuck. Like, it literally pissed me off. Like, my whole gym session, like, I was in the elliptical, like, doing my shit. And I was like,
I would be so wary at that point. I would, like, go back, secretly take his license plate, and then, like, scan my car to make sure, like, when I came out, I still had all four windows.
All four wheels hanging, nothing's fucked up.
Dents or some shit.
But I was so.
Because that dude sounds pretty angry.
But I was so fucking mad. And it looked like he just came out of the gym session because he had, like, sweats and, like, socks and sandals on. So maybe he took a shower and took off. But. I'm not sure the situation, but it literally upset me the whole fucking day. I was sitting there later, I'm like, this fucking guy's now, so what did I do wrong? I ain't do anything wrong. And that was like my issue. Like, was I in the wrong for not like, I could have went somewhere else.
You could have went somewhere else. You could have been beyond, like, there, okay. There's like a certain extent, like, you could have been a little more courteous and parked somewhere else, but you don't have to. And I can't fault you for that.
Yeah.
You can. Parking space. You want to park close for whatever reason. Like, it doesn't matter if you're fucking lazy or you have a limp, right?
Yeah.
That is your option, your choice. He, by having his door open, sure, you could have parked somebody else, but it's not up to you to be courteous to him. Like, if it was that big a deal, he could have moved somewhere else. Like, you don't go to the gym to clean out your fucking car.
Yeah,
you go to the gym.
He's not king of the parking lot.
Yeah, he's not king of the parking lot. If this was, I can't even imagine. Like, if this was like I'm trying to think of a situation where you would be the asshole where someone's cleaning out the car.
And if I honked or yelled at my window, like, hey, hurry the fuck up, or hey, move, hey, you
would. Even that is inconsiderate. I still think you being right. Like, look, I'm sure you could have been like nicer about it. Like, if you did honk a horn or something, but still, like.
But I didn't though. I didn't honk a horn, nothing. I just waited there.
I'm saying, like, even if you had, we're talking about a parking space.
Yeah.
And, like, sure, you could have parked somewhere else, but you wanted that space for whatever reason. Like, it doesn't matter why you wanted that space. You wanted that space.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that, like, if he was parked in a space and you parked into his space, then it's like a little more like, okay, you fucked that up. But nah, you're good.
Okay.
Allegedly, because you know, you're telling this story.
Well, that's how it was. I was wondering, like, well, like, if this guy would have started, like, throwing punches, like, well, one, I have to defend myself, but, like, also, am I going to tell the cops, like, he got mad at it, like, because I brought him to park here, and then he, what's his argument, or whatever.
Can I tell you a story?
Go ahead, tell me.
And this is a weird story, too.
Uh-oh.
This is not an asshole story, because I know I'm in the clear.
Oh, OK. kid again. So it's okay for you. 100%. It's okay for you to say that.
This story is so weird. I was like, what's happening? It was very weird.
What's up, bud?
Went to, it was in Inglewood, right? So homies be tripping in Inglewood, right? Went to Inglewood.
Set the time of day.
It was lunchtime, so probably around 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Inglewood. We're at Ralph's, okay?
Gotcha.
Go to Ralph's. Because it's lunchtime. I'm just going to work, doing whatever. Grab some the sushi they had. You know, like if you go to Ralph's, they had like that sushi section.
Yeah.
I go there a lot. I try to.
Is Ralph's higher or lower quality than 7-Eleven sushi?
I would say higher quality because they actually have a chef there. But so I'm assuming like they probably have a chef for 7-Eleven too, but they probably pick it up from like places like Ralph's. So yeah. It's probably like Ralph's sushi at 7-Eleven.
Gotcha.
But they have a full on chef. You can say hi. You can even I think you can make requests if you want to. But nice. They just kind of make them all the day. I don't know if they can, but I've seen them there making the food. So it's like okay. So you with the assumption of higher quality, allegedly higher quality. Anyway,
alleged.
I grab that sushi because it quote unquote is a healthy meal. Whatever.
Yeah.
Grab the sushi, get in line, order my food, leave.
Yeah.
Right.
So you walk in.
You
walk in, go to the counter, order your food.
I just pick up the ones they have there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so pre-made ones. Up,
get in line, go to like one of those.
It's self-checkout?
Self-checkout. So okay. There's like maybe like one or two people in front of me.
Okay.
Get in line, or pay for my food, leave. Took 2 minutes.
Was any words exchanged to anybody?
I didn't say nothing to nobody.
Okay. Okay.
The building could have been a fire. Wouldn't have fucking noticed.
Okay.
I'm just like focused on, like, I got my lunch.
Fucking hungry.
Right here. Bloop. 2 minutes. 2 minutes max I was max. In there.
Okay.
All right. Walking out the store, this dude runs up behind me, knocks the food out of my hand.
The fuck?
You're right. That's what I was like, what's going on? I thought I dropped it at first or like it just fell out of my hand. No, he knocks it out of my hand. It's smashed on the floor. And then he's like yelling. He's like, the fuck, you thought that was cool? And I'm so confused what's going on. And I'm like looking around. It's like, is he talking to me? And he's like, walks up to me like he wants to square up. And I'm just like, I'm like this. Because I'm like, I genuinely have zero idea what is going on. Like, I'm talking like, it was
just trying to compute like super quick.
It was like almost like being punked, right? It's yeah. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Because he squared up right to me like, yo, you think that's fuck shoot? You want to go down, nigga? You think that shit's fine? Like, fine. I'm like, I'm not saying anything because I'm like, I'm still like kind of registered. Like, okay, my food fell on my hand, and this guy ran up. He's telling me, and he's telling something. What I gather, because I don't even remember what he said, because it was so like random and shit going on.
Yeah.
Apparently, I cut him in line, in Ralph's.
Uh huh.
And that wasn't cool.
and you didn't see him at all.
So and keep in mind,
yeah.
Let's say I cut him in line in Ralph's. I wasn't in Ralph's line for more than 45 seconds.
Okay.
So it added an extra 20 seconds. And let's say I'm the asshole. Let's say I cut him off. 20 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Knocked the food at my hand. He's ready to fight. I was just like, once I registered what was going on, he's like, I cut him in line. I was in line for like 20 seconds. At best, 40 seconds.
Yeah. Right?
That whole trip, me walking from the parking lot, getting my food, 2 minutes. He's all mad. I was like, oh, okay. And he ran up to me like he's going to fight. And I'm just like this because I, you know.
You're blocking, yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting, so like, if he does swing at me, because I barely know he's going, I register and I was like, and I said, are you okay, man? And he starts yelling something. And I just put my hand down and just walked away. Walked back in the store. And I was like, excuse me. And I pointed to the sushi because it was on the ground at this point. Like, yeah. This gentleman ran up to me and knocked out a sushi on my hand. He says, I've caught him. Anyway, is it okay if I get another one? And she said, okay, I had the receipt. And
oh, right on.
That was it. But it was just the weirdest thing.
A work day, right? So you're just in like, what, slacks and a t-shirt? Yeah,
slack, polo shirt.
Yeah.
Slacks. Dress-ish shoes.
Yeah.
Nothing out there. I wear like a headgear, so that thing you see me in. But nothing like that. It's just, that was all. And it was just the weirdest day. And then this other dude, like, yeah, this guy ran up to him, like, they're, because they saw what happened.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, and they told the story too. And I was like, yeah, I just want my sushi and go out. I'm not. And I don't know what happened to the fucking dude either. Because I just like, yeah, those people are like, you bump into somebody like that. There's something that happened, some type of off balance, some chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking with that. I didn't even yell back. I just said, are you okay? And it just walked away.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, yeah. You defuse the situation. Yeah. It's so weird that you think he's just looking for a fight that day? Like, just like, he's just finding any certain, any way, any reason for like,
I think it's one of those things, like, because he said I cut him in line. So I assume
Looking back, did you see him at all in the store?
I couldn't tell you. The building could have been fire.
Oh, you know,
I wouldn't have noticed.
Your blinders on. You're like focused on it.
And let's say, and I said, if I'm the asshole in that situation, I did cut him off. The amount of escalation he brought it to did not warrant waiting in line an extra 10, 20. Let's say he waited in line an extra minute. It was not that long. And it was just the weird, like, to escalate this, because one of us could have lost. He doesn't know me.
Yeah.
I had a fucking gun on me, right?
Yeah.
I could
you could have
capped him with a knife. He has no idea.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Like, it was a classic nigga moment, right?
I guess.
The nigga of, not to use curse word, but a nigga moment. You've seen that one. Nigga.
I know what you mean.
That's exactly what it was, because we could have both lost our lives over what?
10 seconds? 20 seconds?
Let's say 5 minutes, okay? Wasn't in there more than 3 minutes, but let's just say 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Both could have lost our lives. So it was just like, at that point, like, there's something wrong with this dude that he took that to 100. And so what I thought was, like, maybe he's on drugs.
Yeah.
Or he just had such a bad day. Like, everything, we felt, he was just being shit on from all angles, and this was the last straw. No one else is going to shit on him again. And
yeah.
I'm just saying, just walk. Make sure it's safe to walk away. Don't turn your back on it. I just, like, watched him, and I walked away, walked back to the store, and it was like, look, I just want my food. I don't fucking care. I'm just hungry. Get my food. I had a one-track mind. Yeah.
So, do I even want to say this? Because I can tell, like, in my younger single days, I wasn't always the nicest person to people who showed interest in me. I was very superficial, very petty. How are you with looks? When it comes to looks, I mean, somebody like, when it comes to looks, I mean, are you?
I'm honestly, me personally, I have low self-confidence for one, and then I'm not that big on looks. I'm not that superficial. I could fall in love with somebody who'd be fat as hell. Yeah, I could fall in love with somebody who could look like a 10. I've never been good on looks. Like, I know back in my younger days when I didn't help, I'm probably more of an 8, 9 when I put work into it. Like,
yeah.
Physically, outside of being short, I'm genetically not gifted in the height department, but I used to be like in like crazy shape.
Yeah,
I used to do cross country, and then I just used to play basketball. For whatever reason, I guess because I'm black, that genetically, I just makes me. I used to look ripped. Like, I used to work out a lot. Like, oh, you work out? I'm like, nah, let's play basketball.
Dre's walking in his thong and some and cutoffs.
So, like, I'm in good shape, and I have a good exotic look to me when I have, like, I used to have braids too. So, I have a good, I used to do my sideburns, this, braids. So, I had a good look, good shape. So, I was about. On an average, like, I'm walking by an 8, but I could, like, bump it up to 9 if I actually took care of myself.
Yeah.
So I know. So but for me, I'm sorry, just, but for other people, I.
So at your prime, you put stock in yourself, and so you say, I'm an 8 or 9.
I didn't say I didn't put stock. I was.
I'm going to say that, but I'm saying, if you were to, like, going back, you're 8 or 9, like, yeah, you put work in yourself, like, you're happy. If somebody else who liked you, who wanted to date you or wanted to start something with you, emotionally, what have you, and they weren't on the same, they didn't take care of themselves the way you did.
So there are certain, but I'm not super picky on looks. Like, they're okay. I would say I'm not super picky, but there is like a point where, like, okay, they're on the falling. Like, if you're, I don't want to say massively ugly, but massively unattractive or massively obese, like, there's like a tipping point where I'm like, okay, beyond that,
it's a little too much for you.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
So I'm going to that. So I, there was a time in my life when, like,
I'll say, okay,
go ahead.
I think everyone has that tipping point where for like, it's like a 1 to 10, like, if you had to rate women that way, I think the more good looking look and the more probably wealthy you are, the higher, like, at your tipping point might be a 10. So you have to be a 10. If you're not a 10, and you know, everything below that's not. So, mine was probably closer to 5. Just insane.
So I had, when I was younger, I did I with my coworker, we used to work out every day, and I was in really good shape. Cardio, weights, lifting, like I was in good shape. Like so much like everybody in the office, like not to be Mr. Bragg, but it's like, well, you look really good. Like you transform yourself into something like fucking presentable. And then from a piece of shit I was, but I'm like, cool. So this girl who was very pretty in the face had a little extra weight on her, right? Not a whole lot.
Enough.
Noticeable, yes.
Double chin extra weight or just...
No, it was just more like, I mean...
Because what you consider extra weight and what I consider extra weight may be different.
Like not so much of the belly to hang over the... Not the belly to hang over, like, the belt buckle or, like, the pants, but, like, just, like... But it's kind of, like, expanded, right? So, like, there's, like...
So, I mean, I still can't hear what you're saying because...
So she was like
chubby is normal. I consider people who look chubby and stocky to be a normal looking person. So I'm not. When you say extra weight, I'm trying to
okay. In shape being proportional as far as like height and I think she was short too. She was short, so the weight kind of it looks the weight kind of put a little more low. So
okay, I think I got a vision. Okay,
keep okay. Going. So like okay, so. She was really nice.
Drain Taylor gets canceled the episode.
Yeah. So she was really pretty in the face. She was short. And I said, she's like, well, we should go hang out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm all like, well, to be honest with you, I'm like, I would. I'm all, but I will if you drop like 20 pounds.
Ooh. You say like you're the asshole. And that's
okay, I know. I am.
You took it to like the worst. Oh man, you can't.
And then she shook my hand and said, "Deal." And then she dated somebody else. So like,
and okay. Like, so she. I'm glad,
so
I'm
that's glad. What I mean. Like, so if she agreed, so she herself recognized she probably could do a little better on herself, and I who worked on myself, raised in my mind my own stock, and had communal agreement that I had done so, were that I was getting interest from other people as well.
Yeah, you're the asshole in that situation.
Okay. I know I am.
And I will say, in a relationship where the expectation is we're going to be together for a long time, possibly forever.
Yeah,
I think you're allowed to be as picky as you want because you're who fuck everybody else. You're going to have to. Spend a lot of time with that person, be in the same house.
Yeah.
Maybe get married, maybe have kids. So you are allowed to, this is what I want. If I'm making a forever decision, this is what I want. I think you're allowed to.
So, yeah, I know. However, that really was me. And I thought about that. And like, and she shook my hand, she smiled about it. And like, okay, cool. And like, and after that, like, we were still cool. Like, we still hung out.
Nah, you took that.
I know that was a drastic move on my end.
You took a dagger and like, oh, but yeah, but no. Nah, yeah, that.
I know. Okay, I didn't know how much of an asshole I was, but I was trying to, again, as the author, raise my stake and prove my point as far as like.
There's no, you can't call a woman.
I didn't call her fat.
Yeah, you didn't
say.
But you say TikTok Taylor. But you did call her fat. But you
I did.
Did.
I
you didn't say this, the words. You are fat. Therefore, but you just.
I gave a stipulation. I gave a stipulation. Turned
around it the best way. This is fat. You went way over here. Built a teleporter. Teleported this side and here. But you skirted around it as possibly good. But you didn't. It was still there. Yeah. Just no. And then I say, how would you skirt that or wouldn't sell that? Hey, you know, yeah, sure. Hey, we should go. We should start working out together.
See, that thing that would be worse. That's me trying to change her. She's like, wait. Then she'd be like,
what
why?
Do you mean?
No. Because then it would be like, why did you? You know how I look before we started dating. Why are you trying to change me now?
Yeah, it is
that,
not.
That would be
it's
worse.
It's not your job to work on her either. But I don't think there's any way possible.
I'm not saying I'm not the asshole. I know that was a dick move.
I'm trying to think, is there any way possible to get around that, say, hey, you should lose. If you lost weight, we could be together kind of thing. There's no way. Yeah, you're giving them an ultimatum, and that is a...
I'm just being truthful to them. I'm not trying to hurt them. And I knew that if we were,
you're not trying to hurt.
If we started dating, then if I want to try to do that, get her to the gym, then it would hurt her more because I'd be like, okay, I got you, but now I need to, and now I need to mold you to what I like.
Lose situation. I know it is. And again, I 100%.
And then you tell them no, and then they get sad. And so it's like I don't know. I mean, okay.
Here's the thing: you can tell them no. They get sad, and if they ask why, I think you are fully. I wouldn't even think you're the asshole at this point. Like, say, hey, you know, you're kind of heavy set, and it's not my thing.
Yeah.
She asked. You gave her an honest answer.
Then she said, like, "Oh, you're a dick. All you care about is looks." I'm like, "Well, fuck." Like, there's always something else. guys have a bad way of being the asshole, regardless, and I understand that. And I'm okay with that. I think
it is an asshole move to be superficial, but at the same time, if no one's going to live your life for you, if you're living your life, you want to maximize your happiness. So if being with a 10 versus an 8 is what makes you happier.
Karma sits in, as I told you, we talked in the past, well, superpowers, like the power to cause karma. Well, karma now. I am a little overweight.
I thought you were going to say your wife was overweight.
No.
Whoa.
You know.
I just said you said karma because you said the girl that asked you.
No. 20 pounds.
I said karma. Like, holy shit.
Do you think my wife is overweight?
I didn't say that. When you said that, I was like, holy shit, here's when
Dre becomes the asshole. You think my wife's overweight, Dre?
You're going to say it.
Is that what you're telling me?
Holy shit. No, I don't think that at all.
Okay.
What you said, like, now karma, it's like, oh, shit. Now it's like,
oh, yeah.
I thought you were saying my wife is 20 pounds. Like, whoa.
No. Myself, I've gained. This was like 20 years ago, too.
As soon as you said it, now karma.
Oh, shit, son. Like,
I thought you were going to say my. Because you talk about the girl
being... Cancel and divorce. No.
The girl being 20 pounds overweight.
No.
Karma. I was like, okay. this is a bit awkward.
This is when Dre drops the N-word and I say, okay, why don't I answer that? This is the equivalent of... Holy shit.
Oh,
so man. Let me go through some Am I the Asshole scenarios I found online. I just wanted to just kind of quick shotgun before we head out. We're about a minute or so. Before we go. So, am I the asshole for making my mom delete a Facebook photo of me? Apparently she put a Facebook photo of her that she doesn't like. She asked her mom to take it down. Her mom says that it's her own Facebook profile. She can put whatever she wants on there.
Yeah, I think you're okay. I think because some people, I had a friend, she's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
Her friend posted a picture of her at Coachella. We're talking about, you know, drug party festival.
Hey, no.
It was like... the absolute worst photo you could post somebody who's going in to be a doctor soon. So I think you're 100%.
It follows you.
Yeah, it depends on the nature of the photo. So the nature of the photo scales of how asshole you are or not. Like, if it's just like regular photo, you guys are sitting eating dinner, yeah, smiling, maybe not. I don't even say, I think you're allowed to say that because, like, look, let's say you take a day off work.
Yeah.
And you say, why? Oh, I'm going to a funeral. And you're going to Disneyland. Like, people fucking do that shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they always get caught that way, too.
Yeah. So you're like, hey, look, take that in the phone. So I think you're allowed to, especially unflatter. If it's just like you just don't like it, unflattering, depends on what you'd have to judge by that specific photo. I still think in most situations, you won't be the asshole. You'd be like, hey.
How about this? Am I the asshole for not wanting to go to my coworker's baby shower? So this took place during work hours, like during lunch. They had a baby shower for the coworker.
She didn't show up.
The boss and the managers show up to the baby shower, and she didn't. And after she didn't show up, they started treating her differently and being mean to her.
Coworker, fuck him.
Fuck him, coworker. Okay, there you go. Am I the asshole for not wanting to talk to my boyfriend six times a day on the phone? So I am not a big talker on the phone. Even when my wife, like, we talk like every so often, but like it wasn't like daily. It wasn't for hours and hours and hours. It'd be like, oh, hey, what are you doing? Whatever.
Depends. Blah, blah. Like, some people are into that. I'm halfway into it, especially when I was dating. But I could have the most maybe one conversation every other day on a phone.
Yeah.
Because talking on a phone takes so much energy and like focus. Like, you can't drive a car while talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Or at least back then, right?
Yeah.
You can't do homework while talking on the phone. You can't watch TV while talking. It takes the ability to do that. It takes all your energy. You can't read a book while talking on the phone. You can kind of focus. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not, it's not everyone. Some people are into it. Some people aren't. Mm-hmm. No, not the asshole.
And lastly, am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend the jewelry he bought me was fake? So apparently he's been buying her jewelry for years on end. And she's a jeweler.
Why was she?
Herself. She's a jeweler herself. And she knows that all the jewelry that he spends money on is fake. And so she finally said, do you know the jewelry you buy me is fake, right?
Why should that be
an asshole? Then he looks sad because he bought her fake jewelry. And he thought it was good.
I mean, he's probably sad because he's embarrassed because he's been scammed. But that's not her fault. She's just saying, hey, by the way, you probably should know that you've been being conned. No, not that. Yeah. I don't even know. Sorry. I don't even understand why that's.
Is this something you should keep to yourself, or is it something that you should just like?
Oh, okay. I think if you're buying, if you go in like, oh, hey, this is a dog. Oh, cool, it's a dog. I'll buy a dog. You know, that's a cat, right?
Well, it's a cat with tape on it.
No, that dude lied to you. He's tricked you. You're being scammed. I think you should
stop giving them money.
You should not only tell them, but you know, fix it. Because like, yeah, I'm assuming that too. He's probably being overcharged. He's probably paying the price for a diamond. That's not a diamond, so he's not even getting what he's paying for. Mm-hmm. And he probably might feel bad or tricked or embarrassed, but no, he should solve. This is a problem that needs to be solved because monetarily you're being gypped by thousands, probably possibly tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah. So
quick, am I the asshole? So that was our don't cancel us, am I the asshole episode. Yes, I know in the past I was a dick. Not anymore. I've changed a lot. I've grown a lot myself. I know that, and I know that's some people say, but so I accept that. I'll take your scorn for that. But I'm not superficial and stuff like that anymore. Like, that's how I was when I was younger. But it's come up to me now. And now I'm a little overweight, so I'm working on myself. So I am now losing 20 pounds.
It makes me like wonder why I even bothered working out back then. Because I used to work out like crazy.
Yeah.
Not like crazy, okay, but I used to work out. And then it doesn't matter how much you did or didn't work out. Time catches up to all of us.
I know. Genetics.
Now that I'm like post 30, like it's really hard to not stay. Like the amount of effort it takes is, I almost feel like not worth. Because I feel like basically working out, I was training for a war that never came.
Yeah.
And I feel like why would I just keep training for it? I mean, I do work out now to stay in basically health because my doctor's like, yeah, you should probably keep working out because you don't want to die soon, right?
Yeah.
But now I feel like it's a reason for it. But back then, I feel like I was working out.
But also now, I have a wife and a daughter. You have a partner that loves you very much and has been with you for a very long time. So like I think we got very relaxed as far as not working out.
I'm saying I used to have mind frame like I need to be buff. Like I need this because this.
Somebody may not got any sushi in the parking lot.
There's a reason, yeah. But now like. I look back and I was like, man, why do we, like, there's like a, like, not anywhere in India, but like it's a $1 billion like industry built around an idea like you need to work out because,
yeah,
I guess like if you're healthy, yeah, but I think when you're between the ages of like 10 and like 18, you can probably not.
Your body fucking burns off everything.
Yeah, you can afford not to have to go to the gym. When I was in high school, I used to go to the gym every day up until like I was like 17. Like I'm telling you, like every day, like. It was built into my brain, and then one day I stopped going. Another story for another day. But anyway, yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Was Your Idea. Hopefully you don't hate me as much as you did before. But I
Taylor the asshole. Parking lot thief.
Parking lot thief and ego destroyer.
I can't believe
it. I know. That's pretty.
That is... I'm surprised she didn't cry in this story. Or maybe she did cry. Do you know she ever cried? Or
she smiled and shook my hand.
Based on your interpretation, she just bounced off of her.
That's fucked up. I'm not going to say that.
No, I'm asking.
I'm not going to say it overtly. We'll bounce off her. No, that's not.
I'm like,
you're tricking
me. Okay. Based on your interpretation, didn't affect her at all.
No, nothing at all.
Yeah, I think that's wrong.
I think she may have heard it.
You like to believe that because you're the hero.
She may have heard it before. That's why.
I think she took that dagger to the heart. And that's why. Anyway.
Use it as fodder.
Right, so we'll check us out a piece.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching, listening. Don't forget to subscribe if you're on YouTube. And follow us and subscribe as well if you're listening to anywhere on your podcast app of your choice. Lano, guys. So I'll see you later.